It's Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Ezra Wall in La Crosse. We haven't heard as much about climate change this election cycle, but it's still a big concern for a lot of people in southwestern Wisconsin. According to our guest this morning, the number of extreme weather events with insurance claims of at least $1 billion has just exploded in recent decades. We'll talk more about that coming up. But in spite of all that bad news about climate change, there is some good news, too, and joining us to talk about it is Dr. Tom Schlesinger, who's the executive director of Our Climate Alliance. Tom, welcome back to Morning Edition.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me here today, Ezra.
Certainly, certainly. So I want to jump into the statistic that I mentioned in the intro. It's a big number, $1 billion, and there are so many of these billion-dollar weather events now. Let's dive right into that. How bad is it?
Well, it's interesting. If you're a person that watches the nightly news, you kind of see that you kind of think there's more big weather events, big hurricanes, big storms, big floods, big fires than there used to be. Well, NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, has actually tracked that and came out with a yearly graph. And those numbers started tracking around 1980. And it was kind of a general, slow, but steady increase. And then about the year 2000, it really began to take off and that the curve became steeper and continues to grow steeper, such that in 1980, there were about 3 of those billion-dollar events. Last year, there were 28. And that as the Earth continues to warm, that number will continue to exponentially increase.
I can hear the detail-oriented fact checkers among us. The wheels are spinning, and they want to know: are those numbers adjusted for inflation?
That is a great question, because if they weren't, it would be much less meaningful.
Yeah.
But those numbers are adjusted for inflation. So $1 billion in 1980 is comparable to $1 billion today, in the way they count it. So that is a very good question, and it's true. It is.
Wow. But in spite of all that, you say it's not all bad news about climate change.
No, it's not all bad news. We are making progress. So even though it can seem daunting and even depressing for some people, and there's a thing called climate anxiety, we're making progress in key areas. In fact, we have shaved 1 degree of warming already off.
We were originally
expecting 4 degrees of warming. We have shaved that off down to 3 based on all the hard work so far. But 3 degrees of warming is still too much and catastrophic. At this point, we have experienced 1 degree of warming. And so, it's particular areas where we're making good progress. We're making good progress in the deployment of renewable energy. And solar and wind are now our cheapest forms of energy, beating out coal and oil and natural gas and nuclear. And that's why you see more and more businesses putting solar on, mm-hmm. and more utilities building out their solar and wind capacity. So that's fantastic news. China, sometimes people say, what good is it if we do all this work and China just pollutes the world? They're the world's biggest polluter. They will probably go net zero in the next 5 years. They're doing so much work on renewables and electric vehicles that we expect them to go even, and then their carbon output will drop. More and more people are installing heat pumps in their homes. Heat pumps work in Wisconsin. You need some auxiliary heat source for those frigid days, but they do work in Wisconsin, and they're cheaper to operate than most furnaces.
Is that something that can be? I'm not familiar enough with the technology. Like, I've got an old house on the south side. Like, can I put a heat pump in my home?
You can put a heat pump in, and one heat pump replaces both your furnace and your air conditioner. A heat pump does not create heat like a furnace does. It moves heat around more like an air conditioner would, or your refrigerator. And in the wintertime, it moves the warm air that is outside. There really is some warmth always in the air, and moves that inside and vice versa in the summertime. Heat pumps, so they're cheaper to operate. They use some electricity. When the temperature drops below 10 or 15 degrees, you probably need some kind of auxiliary source. But every year, heat pumps are getting better. And there are some heat pumps in some countries that actually work below zero at this point. We just don't have them yet here.
So in terms of good news, we were communicating a little bit about what one author called superpowers to combat climate change. She had five of them. I don't think we have time to go into all five, but what are a couple of the key superpowers that Dr. Kimberly Nicholas wrote about?
People have power as consumers. Their purchases drive the free market. So if you believe in the free market, if you purchase, if not an electric vehicle, get a plug-in hybrid right now, which operates on gas and electricity. If you skip the furnace and get a heat pump instead, that is the free market working. You have great power as citizens. Your voice as a citizen to let your elected officials know and your votes are hugely important in driving climate policy. You have a role, you actually as a role model. If you talk about what you're doing to friends and neighbors, you can let them know and they realize it's not so hard to do, and anyone can take this kind of thing on.
That's Dr. Tom Schlesinger, who's the executive director of Our Climate Alliance. Tom, a relatively new web address for your organization. What is that?
OurClimateAlliance.org. It has a list of the 10 most important things you can do as an individual to fight climate change. And there's links in there, and you can click on each of those things and get more detail on it. We also have toolkits for small business and for nonprofits out there on the website. It's free, and it walks you through what you as a small business can do with minimal investment or what's the best payback for you. Similarly, what can save you money as a nonprofit? That's all on the website.
All right. Tom Schlesinger, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, Ezra. You have a good day.
You too. And remember, if you have an idea in southwestern Wisconsin, something that you think we should be talking about here on Morning Edition, you can send it to us. Our email is southwest@wpr.org. And of course, you can find this and all of our conversations online at wpr.org. I'm Ezra Wall from La Crosse. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.